Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, hi again, everyone. I'm 1010 Wins Sports Director Mark Ernay. This is On the Mark as we take a look at these stories behind the stories in the world of sports. My guest today, a graduate student who plays guard on the St. Francis Brooklyn men's basketball team. I've had the unique pleasure, pun completely intended, of watching him start every one of the Terriers' 50 games the last two seasons. He's getting set to participate in the 32nd, we'll call it annual in air quotes, because last year's event was canceled because of the pandemic, State Farm Slam Dunk Championship in Indianapolis. It happens on Thursday night on ESPN from Hinkle Fieldhouse on the campus of Butler University. Unique McLean is my guest. Neek, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Not too bad.
I have to know, how excited are you to be participating in this? It's you and seven others, as far as I know, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of participants, but it's pretty good. I'm excited to be in it. It's a lifetime dream come true for me, being on a national stage and being able to, show my talents in front of the world.
Yeah. Now, you have not gotten a real lot of opportunities to show off dunking skills over the course of the 50 games you played with St. Francis Brooklyn over the last two seasons since you transferred from UMass. So how have you been prepping for this? Not only just in the recent, past, but over the course of the time that you've been back in your home borough in Brooklyn?
To be honest, after high school, I stopped caring about dunking. I'll catch a dunk here and there in the game, but not, putting together some tricks. I was invited and right back, I had to, put myself mentally back into it and start thinking of some things I can put together, contacting some people to see what I can, with some ideas they can bring up. And, now today is the first day I'm going to start, practicing what I can do. I have 2 days before I have to go.
Yeah, so you're going to head out there on Wednesday for the competition on Thursday night and then come right back home on Friday. So it's really a quick hit. Unfortunately, they're not going to let you stick around for the Final Four because of the COVID situation. And they're in a pretty sturdy bubble. What do you know? First of all, what do you know about your competition? Have you been able to scope them out at all?
No, I don't even know who's competing as of right now. I have no idea. I thought it was only four of us, and then they tell me it's eight. It's all up in the air right now. I just know the rules of right now that it's only 45 seconds for each dunk. I think we all get four dunks in the first round, two in the second, and one in the last. So that's all I know.
All right. How excited are you to be participating in something like this on a national stage with really nothing else going on in terms of basketball on Thursday night?
It's a great opportunity. I was also in the high school dunk contest for this event, which was aired on CBS. So I'm a little familiar with it. I was able to also see the college one live in Houston in 2016. So it's pretty cool, and I'm looking forward to actually being on the floor and, seeing the stadium of Butler, because I've never been there. So it's I'm excited.
Yeah, I was going to ask what you know about Hinkle Fieldhouse, because it really
I have no
is
idea.
A legendary
I've never
place.
Seen,
so this yeah. is going to be your first time there. You're going to love it. I got to see a game there, Butler against, who the heck was it? one of their conference opponents when I was out there for the Super Bowl, when the Giants played the Patriots, which is a long time ago. It's almost it's 9 years ago already. But a lot of they played, I think, Mercy, Detroit Mercy. A lot of fun. It's a great building. It's full of history. They've got all the, you know, the old timey photos. They've got all the publicity shots from Hoosiers. So you're going to love it. Not to play spoiler, but hopefully you'll get a chance to roam around the corridors and listen for the ghosts, if you will. Again, I don't want any spoilers, but do you kind of know going in what you're going to try? I know you said you're going to practice some stuff today and tomorrow, but do you have any idea in your head as to, you know, what sort of trickery you might be able to rely on?
I think I know my first two, but I think I'm going to, you know, bring out some old stuff that I had for, you know, the past when I had a little bit more, you know, athleticism. But I think I'll just, you know, be around my teammates. And, you know, I've also got some advice from, you know, one of the guys from Team Flight Brothers that's a part of, you know, the NBA dunk contest. And he's contacting me, you know, giving me advice, sending me some dunks that I can also, you know, think about and, you know, put into, you know, my repertoire for that.
Neat. I'm curious to know, because you're not only representing the school, St. Francis Brooklyn, and obviously all of your teammates on the Terriers and your coaches, but, and again, I don't want to put too much pressure on you, but you're also representing your home borough of Brooklyn, and you're representing an entire city. How does that feel?
It's not pressure at all for me. You know, I've done it for a long time. I've been on ESPN a bunch of times, you know, as a young kid. And I think everybody that's in my circle is definitely proud of me. And regardless of how the outcome comes, you know, I think everybody's just going to be happy that I was invited and I was there and, you know, was able to put on for my city. So it's no pressure for me. I just need to go out there and do what I have to do and, you know, hope for the best.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it probably as much as you're looking forward to participating in it. I'm curious to know, because of the bubble situation, you're not going to be able to bring the family with you. How's it going to feel to be competing in something so prestigious and not really have any, you know, immediate support staff with you?
No, it's not going to be that bad. I don't think it's going to be that. Nobody has any support staff with them. So it's just going to be, you know, a bunch of the players around and we all got to fit into and just be comfortable with it and just knowing our families at home and watching and just try to, you know, make the best of it.
All right. I'm curious to know, have you been watching? I know it's tough to watch a basketball tournament when you're a player and you're not involved in it. But have you been keeping tabs on the tournament to this point through the regional semifinals?
I've just been watching here and there, you know, try to catch a clip here and there, or, you know, a couple of games, couple of possessions, but I haven't been keeping too much tabs on it. I wish I could have, you know, I wish I could have been in it, but, you know, things happen. But it's been fun. I was able to get to watch, you know, Mount St. Mary play and play Texas Southern. You know, I wanted to see that one and see how, because I have friends on both sides. So I wanted to see how that one turned out.
Yeah, obviously things didn't go the way you guys wanted to. You wound up on the outside looking into the four-team Northeast Conference tournament. But how surprised were you that Mount was able to go on that run and take the automatic bid?
I was super surprised, super surprised actually, because they're big. They play really smart. Even you know, the younger players play smart. They start 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", you know, and then, you know, Kui, which is a tough guard for his size. So I wasn't super surprised that they, you know, they were doing well. But you know, it's also, you know, from the beginning of the season they weren't doing too great, and they picked it up, and you know, it's a, you know, great experience for them. And I'm happy that they, you know, got to, you know, play in a national tournament.
Do you and the rest of the guys think about what might have been, given that you had a certain degree of success against them this year?
Of course. You know, we think a lot of times we could have been in first place and we messed it up, you know, but, you know, COVID situations and, you know, practicing so much, you know, guys was, you know, wishing they could be on the court, and then, you know, not, you know, urgency wasn't there in certain games, and it should have been. But we definitely could have been number one on LIU a couple times, in different games that should have been there. So, I mean, I wish we could have had, you know, got over the hump.
Yeah. And I'm curious, I don't know if you're going to tell me, but what do you have planned for the rest of your future in terms of, obviously you're going to come back from Indianapolis on Friday and you've got Easter weekend and you know, the rest of the semester, but what comes next in the basketball life of Unique McLean?
For me personally, I'm just, you know, after this event, just working out, you know, trying to, you know, get my body right for the summer, you know, get up some shots, some ball handling, and, you know, see where it takes me. Even if that's, you know, playing professionally or something like that.
Well, I think you have a bright future ahead of you. We've had conversations, not so much this year because of the pandemic, but we've had conversations over the last year and a half since you came from UMass. And it has been a pleasure to watch you play and grow as not only an athlete, but as a young man. And I know Coach Rorson says this to you all the time. It's not so much about the results on the court, but it's how you, you know, manifest and mature into a young adult and carry yourself after your playing career on the collegiate level. So I want to wish you, as Coach Rorson would, the best of luck going forward. Have a great time in Indy and bring back a trophy, huh?
Yeah, I'll try to. Thank you.
No pressure, like I said. I'm Mark Renee. That is Unique McLean, and you're on the mark.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.